Other worlds in this universe is something hard for us to believe. The story I'm about to tell not only proves to me there is another world up there somewhere, but some type of creatures or beings exist on that world. Many things have been written and many different stories have been told about what happened October the 11th, 1973, on the banks of the Pascagoula River here in Pascagoula, Mississippi. This is the true story. I know, because I was there. Calvin Parker and myself were employed by F.P. Walker Shipyard at that time. Sometime during the day on that almost fateful Thursday, we decided to go fishing after work. We take our spinning reels and shrimp from bait and fish from the banks of the river. After trying a few places without any luck, we would try one more spot. That was by the old Shawpeter Shipyard, which has been out of operation for years. But after trying there for a while, our luck didn't seem to be any better. And by this time, it's become dark. We were about ready to give it up and go home. When all of a sudden, I heard some kind of zipping sound behind us. As I turned, I saw a blue flashing light. Some type of craft was approaching the ground. This just couldn't be, I thought. There it was, about 30 foot long, maybe 10 foot high. And the angle it was toward us, I couldn't tell how wide it was. It was shaped something like a football, more blunt at one end. The craft was metallic, and there could have been a dome on top, I'm not quite sure. Something that looked like two windows up toward the front and close to the top. The expression on Calvin's face told me that he was looking at the same thing. The craft hovered about 2 foot from the ground, and almost instantly an opening appeared at one end. And there's no way for me to express the feelings I had when these three things appeared in that opening. My God, Calvin, what's happened? I'll never forget those words. As I glanced toward Calvin, he seemed to be going in shock. He's 2 inches tall. The head seemed to come directly to the shoulders without a neck. The nose was about an inch and a half long, and he came to a point. The ears were similar to the nose, maybe a little longer. And directly under the nose was a slit. It resembled a mouth. That could have been eyes. I can't recall what they looked like. Their skin, or it could have been some type of clothing, reminds me of elephant skin. And it was very wrinkled. And it seemed to shine. The arms resembled human arms. But the hands were webbed with something like a thumb, more like pinchers. And the arms were long in proportion to the body. The legs remained together. And the feet seemed to be round, like an elephant's foot. And these things seemed to have glided about the same height from the ground as the craft, and almost instantly were upon us. Two of them took hold of my arms from the side. There was no sensation. I was raised from the ground. I glanced around, I saw one take hold of Calvin, and I saw him go limp, and found out later he had fainted. The battles I survived almost 2 years in career crossed my mind. But I could not resist these things. I could not move. As they were taking me inside the craft, all I could think of, they're going to take me away. The light inside the craft was almost blinding. The room seemed to be round, with no tables, no chairs. And I've been unable to describe the instruments inside the room. The only one I can partially describe is the one they used to scan my body. It seemed to come out directly from the wall. I didn't see any attachments. There could have been one. It was between 6 and 8 inches in diameter and oblong. The end focused on me was a different color or a different type of material than the rest of it. It resembled a big eye. These things tell me While this eye scanned my entire body. It seemed to linger more in my head. And I noticed these things were careful not to let the eye focus on them. I have no way of knowing why. Then they left me suspended there for what seemed eternity. But it couldn't have been more than a few minutes. I kept thinking, what are they going to do with me? If they take me away, will anyone ever know what happened to me? But they came back, took hold of me, had me back outside, and led me to the ground, almost the same spot they'd taken me from. When my feet touched the ground, my legs gave way, they seemed to be weak, and I fell. I saw Calvin about this time. He was standing with his arms outstretched. He was in shock. I was trying to get up and make my way toward him, when I heard his zipping sound again. I turned around. There was the blue flashing lights, and almost instantly, the craft was gone. I couldn't believe it. We had encountered something that had to be from another world, and hopefully without any physical harm. But I had no way of knowing at that time how it would affect us mentally in the days and nights to come. No one will ever know the after effects of this encounter with something from another world. The almost sleepless nights, the terrible nightmares when I do sleep. Without the love and understanding from my wife and kids, I don't believe I could have survived. The many friends and concerned people throughout America that has talked to me personally, or have written letters, or by telephone or telegrams, a big majority of these people, these responsible people, have seen UFOs. Some are even scared to tell their neighbors because it all to be laughed at, called nuts. Our governments say they don't exist. Well, what's got to happen? Has 200 million people got to see a UFO before it's firmly believed? The law of average tells me I don't have too many more years to live. But our future generations, if there is future generations, can look back and say that he has done everything, or he did do everything that was humanly possible to prove that there is other worlds out there somewhere, and that some type of beings exist on those worlds. I was hypnotized by scientists that are known worldwide. And a polygraph test, or a lie detector test, which proved I was telling the truth. I don't know of any other way that I can give more proof. Only one thing. There's something, I don't know how to explain it, but something I've been trying to remember that happened to me while I was aboard that craft. And hopefully, it will come to me. Someday, and that could be the final proof. I believe in God, and I have become to believe now that God, in all his greatness, that would create a universe so vast, there's not an end to it that we know of. And why do we think that he would put life on this one little world with all those other worlds up there?
Why doesn't he go away?
I know there's believers and non-believers. To the believers, I hope you never have to go through an experience like that. To the non-believers, it might take an experience similar to that. And here is something else that's even harder to believe. I have been contacted by these things through my mind since the Pascagoula River encounter. And I believe I will come in physical contact again with them in the future. I believe these things are making preparations to communicate in some way with our government. Only time will tell. When these things happen, people will look back and say, Well, he was telling the truth. I'm Charles Dixon.
It's very big, and it's not that far. And I can see it tilted toward me.
Tilted? What does it look like now when you say tilted? Did you see
it
wings?
Looks like a big, big pancake with windows and rows of windows. And
rows of windows like a commercial plane?
Rows of windows. They're not like a commercial plane because they curve around to the size of this pancake. And I look up and down the road. Can't somebody come tell me this is not there?